Okay, it's the second day of Hanukkah. We are on page Lamed Zion. It's December 4th. The first of three letters from Rav Volba to a Talmud who's struggling. The Talmud feels no joy and he feels defeated. So Rav Volba said, if you diagnose what causes this, then you can figure out how to solve it. And he's been depicting how learning Torah in the chabur of other people makes you realize your limitations also. And you see others who are stronger in some areas. So first paragraph from page Lamed Zion, Hargosha zu nikreis kina. This feeling is called jealousy. Utehezos nechamaskla. And this should be your comfort, Yedidi, my friend. Ki kol tsar sovel mikina. Every young person suffers from jealousy. Ve'al achas kama v'kama ben yeshiva. How much more so a ben yeshiva? There's no place where, let's call it spiritual toil or pursuit, is so like encouraged or like forced, like in yeshiva. Therefore, there's also no place that makes a person to be omed on something, is to get it clear. That makes a person come to understand Bebehirus Koraba with so much clarity, Al Kochos of Haruchnim Gvuloseim, his spiritual Kochos and their limitations. You're in the competition. It makes you realize what you can do and also what you can't do. Hamakiris Atzmo Beyodeet Chunosev, one who recognizes himself, knows himself, and knows his characteristics, biyodeya kimasha chananu haborius barach, and he knows that what Hashem favored him. What Hashem, right? Atochonim l'adam das means Hashem gives with favor. What Hashem has favored him, meaning given him with kindness, matana gedolahi, it's a great gift. Bimrakin natzel es kochos av yagiel achol ma'ala chamuda, and if he'll just capitalize, use his kochos, he'll reach every treasured ma'ala. And he will grasp in our Holy Torah what the Creator of the world wants him to grasp, and in the way that Hashem wants him to grasp it. This person doesn't suffer from jealousy. It's the same general thing. Emunah, if we recognize that our lives have been ordained the way they're supposed to be, then we don't think that things are wrong and not the way they're supposed to be, and everybody else has and I don't. So it's just really applying that to Ruchnius. Aval hatzoir asher terem makir es atzmo tchunosav hakara mefukachas uvrura. But a young person who does not yet recognize himself and his characteristics, a recognition that means like realistic. That's realistic, mefukachas, and brura, and clear. Hino mabit al atzmo beinayim lo lo. He gazes upon himself with eyes that aren't his. Humode des atzmo b'knei hamida shel chavero. He measures himself with the yardstick of his friend. Mashu roa etzel chaveru zehu ba'inav hato. What he sees by his friend, this is what's truly good in his eyes. V'hu rotza lios kamoem. And he wants to be like them. Lachain, therefore, hamagim hachaverim, contact with friends, mamidos tamid al gvulo sichlo v'kishrono, constantly makes him aware of the limitations of his intelligence and his talent. V'hurowa atzmo lo mitoch atzmo, and he sees himself not from within himself, elam hagvulos, but from the limitations. I should be here, and I see I'm only there. V'sham hurowa etzel atzmo yoser es ashlila, and there he's standing at the line just beyond what he can do, so all he sees is the negative. I'm not good at this, and I'm not good at that.
Even if he's beyond his limitations.
I mean, I think what he's saying is we're supposed to judge ourselves by recognizing exactly what we're capable of is the greatest thing in the world, and that's the way Hashem made us. Mm-hmm. But if I look at myself by this guy's a genius, and this guy remembers everything, and I wasn't able to do that. I wasn't able to do this.
You're allowed to be, right? Jealous.
You're allowed to be jealous if it drives you to do better. But do better. Remember, the starting point of this Talmud is he's feeling crushed. So that's not the right. That's his next sentence. Zohi bechina shel rekav atzamos kina. It's a pasuk. jealousy, it's Pasuk Mishlei. Jealousy is like the rotting of the bones, like totally eats away at you. Hanagua bakina, a person who's stricken with kina, like a nega is tzaras. Hanagua bakina who mazniach asatov, he like negates the good, v'achiyuvi, and the positive, asher chanano Hashem, that Hashem has favored him with, ad kidei rekev atzamas, to the degree of like rotting of the bones, nothing left of me. And only the milus of other people, his friends and his surroundings, those are real milus in his eyes. I mean, they'll have the life, material things. The people who have so much bracha in life, but the other guy's, you know, he has a nice car, so my life isn't worth living. So here he only sees what the other person has. Granted, it's a higher level because it's a ruchnius, but he has no happiness with himself. His bone in Efo. Contemplate. Efo is like a filler word. You have it by Yitzhak Avinu. Miza Efo, who came and took the brachos? It's hard to translate. It almost means like, who in the world? His bone in Efo Yedidi, Mloha Kina, Mekanenes, Amok Belibcha, Hishavi Achali de Hayush, Batsar Nochachi. He said, like, please contemplate whether it's jealousy that is nesting deep in your heart that's brought you to despondence and the present tsar. Nochach means something that's present. So the pain that's in front of you. Vim timtza kikachu, and if you find that it is so, ve'enini mesupik was there, and I have no doubt about this, dalacha, you should know, ki avoda gedola v'chashuva mutelas alacha. A great and important avoda is upon you. Vehi, and that is lahakir es asher chanoncha baracha b'mailos v'kachonus ne'elim. To recognize that your Creator has favored you with milos, which are high levels, and kishronos and talents that are lofty. Ulahakir, and to recognize kein malchus no gas b'chaverta. That's an expression from Chazal that no kingdom touches its friend, even a hair's breadth. You know, people who think there's a zero-sum game and what he has takes away from me, so everything is competition. But if the way it's structured is nobody can take what's yours. You have a malchus, you have a kingdom, and nobody can take it. The only one who can fail to... The only one who can fail my kingship is me, but no one else, looking at what everybody else has, is not relevant. Kilomar, meaning to say, Chelkecha batorah shamur l'chalavad. Your share in Torah is put away, is stored for you alone. V'kola chaveirim shebesvivasecha lo yigubo, and all your friends who are around you will not touch it. Ki en yad sichel magas l'chelkecha miyuchalacha. Their intelligence doesn't reach your share that's special for you. I've always understood that a chelek in Torah doesn't necessarily mean knowing something that somebody else doesn't know, but it's your own perspective. Different people, the way they interpret it, how would you say over this to our Torah, and how would you say it over it, slightly different. If you think it through and work it through the way you understand it and present it, that's your share in Torah. It doesn't mean you heard something Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hear. It means the way Torah is processed through you when you work your hardest, that's your share in Torah. Sometimes it's something novel. Sometimes it's just a different perspective on it. Heim b'shelahem v'ata b'shelcha. They with theirs and you with yours. Al timdor es atzmacha b'knei hamidah shelahem. Don't measure yourself with the yardstick that's theirs. Da v'ha'amin l'barecha. Know and trust your Creator. Ki nasan lecha kol tzarkecha haruchni. That He gave you all of your spiritual needs. Re'isi davar nifla barachayim parshas kayin v'hevel. So something incredible in the Arachayim HaKadosh and the story of Kain Hevel, Shehisugya Sakina B'Torah, which is the sugya of jealousy in the Torah, right? That's the first and maybe most pronounced jealousy. It ends in one brother killing the other. Umevar ala pasuk lama chara lacha v'lama naflu panecha halom seituv se'es. And the pasuk where Hashem says to Kain, why are you upset and why is your face in full? So then the next words are hard to translate. Right, Rashi says it means if you do better, you'll be elevated. But what's in seitiv se'es? If you will do good, you'll be like lifted up. It says there, Achayim HaKadosh, imtiyah mibechinas hatov. If you'll be from the realm of good, kol ma'asecha shora aleihem bechinas hatov, then all of your actions, the bechina is like a realm, an aura, then the aura of Tov will
free will?
Rest upon them. Huh?
Free will, bechina?
No, that's bechina usually means like a test. But you'll see, especially in Machshavas, where I'm going to say, there's a bechina of this and a bechina of that. It really means like a concept. It doesn't perfectly fit here. Like if you really understand what Tov is, so then the concept of Tov will rest upon you, and he's defining it in a way that was unfamiliar to us. May atzman heim misnasim, and on their own they will be elevated. He's saying that part of true Tov is that it rises up on its own. Ki hakadusha eina tzricha la'acherim, because holiness doesn't need others, doesn't need support from the outside. Somebody was just talking to me yesterday about the aron carrying itself. Yeah, Josh Weinberg was talking about the idea of lighting the menorah. See, it's a timely thing. Rabbi Deutsch is lighting the menorah, and the idea of that the Rambam holds we light the menorah by day is to show that it's not for light. The Beis HaMikdash has its own light. So to demonstrate that, we light it even at daytime when you don't need it. It's like the Aron has poles to carry it, but it doesn't need them. So Tov, Kedusha, doesn't need others. Tzeil Amad, he cites an interesting source for this. There's a bunch of agaditas in the Gemara and Bava Metzia there. So there's a story where one person goes and he asks what they saw in Shemayim. The Gemara's are talking about how great Rabbi Chiya was. And he was allowed to look at the chariots of all the others, but not Rabbi Chiya. And he said, how will I know which one is Rabbi Chiya? And his chair goes up on its own. Obviously a deep concept in the Gemara, but what the Aruch Chaim is taking from that is that Kedusha rises up on its own. No, what's that idea? It goes up by itself. V'hu omro se'es, that's what it means. Se'es is from the word nasa, to go up. Perish me'atmo, on its own. V'tisparish se'es gam al kayin atmo shelo yiplu ponov. He's saying you shouldn't be falling. If you'll be truly good, and if you'll be saitiv, then you will rise up on your own. I think you have to be a little bit on Revolver's level to see that it's a deep concept, but at a basic level, there's some idea that which is truly Tov doesn't need help, it rises up on its own. Kama gedolim dvarim elu. How great are these words? HaKadusha ina tzricha la'acher. Kadusha doesn't need others. His bone and contemplate kama milos kadoshas chanon chahabore. Think about how many great holy milos Hashem has given you. Cheshetamet al zeh be'ezus Hashem. And when you'll be omit on this, meaning you'll grasp it, teda v'tovin, you should know and understand. Ki ad kama shaboris v'achnosan l'cha seichel v'das, to the degree that Hashem gave you, seichel and das, in chatzarach l'acherim v'haskamosam l'cha. You don't need others and their approval. Sh'ata bal kishron, that you're talented. In chatoli b'daitam, you're not dependent on their opinions. V'im kina hirekav atzamos, harei alech l'zbon, if kina truly is like the destruction of a person, so you have to think about he doesn't want all people to look at Torah from the same perspective. In other words, where is there room for jealousy when you think everybody's supposed to be measured the same way? If everybody's supposed to be measured the same way, so that guy's better than me, so I would be jealous. But if the Torah teaches us that jealousy is a false trait, it's based on a false assumption, so that shows you that it means you're not supposed to measure yourself with the same yardstick as the other guy. It's not supposed to be the same perspective and learn the same thing in the same manner. Each one with his approach. Here's talents, his unique toil. Then they'll all merit Torah Shlema. Here's one little more paragraph.